Welcome to the Southwest Conference Week in Review!
Welcome to a very special edition of the Southwest Conference Week in Review. The commissioner, Steve Hurley, is about to give his State of the League address, and we're waiting for this to start. The bullet points we hear he's going to go over are some awards from the 2019 season, a recap of the 2019 season, and of course, rule changes and changes to the upcoming season. We look forward to his, he's on his way to the podium now. Good morning. I'd like to thank you all for joining us. We won't be accepting questions today. This is just going to be a press conference and information for you to take back to your newspapers and television stations. So I just want to welcome everyone to the 2019 Southwest Conference State of the Union address. We're going to go over what happened in 2019, and then we're going to preview the 2020 season, and of course what you all are here for, the dates of the draft, the auction, and any rule changes for this year. But before we go into the changes coming into 2020, we could not move forward without first congratulating our first ever Southwest Conference champs. Everybody, please give a round of applause to the Kamikaze Mustangs. Congratulations, Kamikaze Mustangs. You did a great job. Great job. Now, let's go over some awards. Of course, we had an awards banquet that was closed to the media, so a lot of you don't know who won the awards, so we're going to go over those here. The GM of the Year for the inaugural 2019 season of the Southwest Conference goes to GM Sam Ayers of the Kamikaze Mustangs. As you guys know, he was not at the auction, so he was starting off as a fail as a GM, but he recovered, made shrewd moves, made trades, worked the free agent wire, and took his team to the championship. Scary to think what he would do if he makes it to the auction this year. And by the way, we had a discussion after the awards banquet, and don't worry, he will be at this year's auction. All right, also in other awards for the league, the 2019 scoring champ was IO Rookie with 2013 points. Let's hear it for IO Rookie. Now, this year, can he still call himself a rookie after a performance like that? Very nice. Good job, Brian Parks. All right, as you guys know, the division winners for 2019 in Texas was the Kamikaze Mustangs, who were our eventual Super Bowl champions, and in Arkansas, the Puppets took home the division winning record. Everybody give a round of applause for those two teams. All right, as the medias of the press, members of the press and media already know, we have an award that we give out each week called the Unbeatable Award, and that goes to the team that scored the most points that week of any team in the league, so they would become unbeatable. The team that won the most unbeatable awards in 2019 was IO Rookie with 4 unbeatable awards. Good job, Brian Parks. Our top scoring game of 2019, the team that scored the most of anybody in any week for one single game of the 2019 season was Revcar Guy, who scored 196 points in week 5. Way to go, Revcar Guy. Now, the next award we're going to go over is the What Was I Thinking Award, and as you guys know, that goes to the team who has the highest scoring player on the bench for that week. Not necessarily an award you want to win, but on the flip side, you're doing something right if you have the top scoring player starting or on the bench, and total domination would really be if you won the Unbeatable Award and the What Was I Thinking Award in the same week, which happened a couple of times this past season. But regardless, the What Was I Thinking Award achievement for this year, the team that won the most What Was I Thinking Awards in 2019 was Pork Chop Express with 4. Now, what that tells you is that that team, if they just made a couple of decisions one way or the other, would have won a lot more games. The Pork Chop Express were a very dangerous team but missed the playoffs. But this year, with a little tweaking, and they have multiple draft picks as well, they could really be a team to contend. So good job, Pork Chop Express. Now, the top scoring player that was on a bench in all of 2019 was Will Fuller, who was on the Raging Bulls bench in week 5 with 53 points. Wow. Wow. That is a lot of points on the bench. But again, if you have players that are successful on the bench, that probably means you have even better players on the in your starting lineup. So that is definitely not a bad award to win. Now, speaking of bad awards, our Bieber Award is given out each year to the team who has the least amount of wins for a season. Our Bieber Award winner for 2019 was Laces Out. So, congratulations. Do you want that? I don't know. Now, due to the Bieber Award not arriving until literally this week, you know, it's first season for our league, and we had some technical difficulties getting the Bieber Award in. I'm not going to force Laces Out to suffer the humiliation this year. But now that the Bieber Award magnet is in, the winner or loser or winner, loser, I don't even like Justin Bieber. We'll have to have this on their vehicle for 1 week this season. The week will begin as soon as the award winner secures the award. In other words, once we have it sealed, who the Bieber Award winner is going to be, I will mail them the award and they will place it on their vehicle and take a pic of it and put that post to the league, which can be done in our Facebook group. Spoiler alert, we're going to talk about that later. Or they can send it out to the league. Probably have to send it out by email because the Reality Sports Online website doesn't really have a good way to send photos. Then after a week, the award will be mailed back to the commissioner's office and will be held for the next year's winner, loser. I don't even like Justin Bieber. I don't really know which way to go. Anyway. And I'm super excited to make this last announcement because it means I can finally erase this one and start counting the new year. The final tally of the Battle of the States in 2019 was Texas 23, Arkansas 13. Let's hope that Arkansas can be more competitive in 2020 because I think I'm going to be sick. Okay, the past is the past. Now let's get started on 2020. As I mentioned earlier, we now have a Facebook page. If you're my friend on Facebook, you already have an invite. If not, and you're on Facebook, I'll try to find you and friend request you. Once we are friends, I can invite you to the page. If you don't get a friend invite from me, then send me a friend invite, and then, you know, I'll reciprocate basically and get you onto the league's Facebook page. The Facebook page for the league will be private and hidden, so you won't be able to find it without an invite from me. So if you're not my friend, become my friend. If you're not on Facebook, get on Facebook if you want to have fun with us. It is private. You could give yourself a different name, join Facebook under the different name, and then just have access to that one page if you want. If you're not somebody who wants their stuff to be on social media, that's one way you could participate without becoming a Facebooker, as I once heard somebody call it. All right, now let's talk about changes. There's been some changes to how we did things last year that you will need to know for the upcoming season. First off, we moved the trade deadline. The trade deadline before was, I believe, October 20th. I think that was a little early, so we're going to move that back. The trade deadline will be moved to November 1st. November 1st of 2020. So you will be able to make trades all the way up to Halloween, but on November 1st, you will not be able to make any more trades. So keep that in mind and don't let that sneak up on you. It snuck up on all of us last year. But this year, we're going to stay focused on that and make sure that we don't fall behind on that. So trade deadline has been moved to November 1st. Standings tiebreakers. For the division standings, we now have a tiebreaker. I moved that around a little bit. I put more weight on head-to-head matchups, so your division matchups mean something. So if you have the same record as someone else in your division, the number one tiebreaker will be head-to-head matchups. So if you're both, say, 5-5, but you have beaten the other person once, then you will take over. You'll have a higher spot in the division standings. If you're still tied after head-to-head matchups, the second tiebreaker will be total team points. And if you're still tied at that point, then it'll go down to divisional wins and losses. So just know that the standings tiebreaker has been changed. Number one would be head-to-head matchups, then team total points, then divisional win or loss. Okay, scoring changes. We have changed the interceptions. Last year they were only minus one, but a fumble was minus two. That doesn't make any sense. So interceptions this year have been increased to negative two. If you miss a field goal last year, it didn't cost your team anything. That's not right in a real game. If you missed a field goal, that could be harmful. So it'll be harmful in this league as well. So this year, a missed field goal, regardless of distance, is negative one. Here's a big change that has been requested and actually took a little work to do. The site is not real friendly for this, but I got in touch with their tech support and found a way to get it done. Scoring this year will be fractional. What I mean is, for example, a running back gets a point for 10 yards, every 10 yards rushing. Let's say he gets 4 yards instead of 10. Last year, that would have got you 0 points. This year, it will get you 0.4. So you will get fractional points this season. So that is an update to the scoring. All right, let's go over some important dates. Our draft, our rookie draft, is scheduled and set in stone. Cannot be changed. If you're not off work on this day, now is the time to request a day off. Cannot be moved. Too many people, can't keep everybody happy. Last year, our draft was in mid-May, somewhere like that. This year, our draft will be Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. Again, Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. Please put that on your calendars. Please plan on being there. The draft, rookie draft, is only two rounds. Literally takes about 30 minutes. I think last year it took 20 minutes, but we had a lot of no-shows last year. Like to see everyone there. Even if you don't have a pick, show up and mouth the people who are making picks. See if you can talk them into picking a kicker, whatever. But be at the rookie draft Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. This is on the RSO website already calendared. I believe it shows 8 p.m. because their times are Eastern. If I find that the time zones are different or central on there, then I'll change it on there. But as of right now, you'll see 8 p.m., but it's 7 p.m. Central on Saturday, May 23rd. Now, the next one is a biggie. The Kamikaze Mustangs beat the system by not being at the auction and still winning a championship, but we had a couple other teams in this league that didn't make it who saw just how detrimental it can be to miss the free agent auction. Please, everyone, prioritize this. We're only asking for a couple hours of your time. Then the rest of the season, you can kind of run this thing on autopilot from your phone. But you need to be at the free agent auction that is calendared, scheduled, set in stone, can't be changed. Request your time off now. for Saturday, August 15th at 6 p.m. That is Saturday, August 15th at 6 p.m. You do not want to miss that. In particular, if you were not at the auction last year, you don't have any players on your roster this year because all your players expired unless you franchise tagged one player. Otherwise, you don't have any players on your roster. What the computer does, if you're not at the auction, it automatically fills your team for you, and that's after everyone else picks who they want. You do not want a leftover team. Okay, this is vital, so please put it on your calendars now. Don't plan any trips. Don't be somewhere where there's not internet. Whatever you have to do, I'm giving you 6 months notice. Saturday, August 15th at 6 p.m. Calendar it. For those who have not signed up for the website, please use the discount code February for 10% off. I do not know how long this discount code will be good for, so you don't want to wait. Take the league price from $12.99 down to like $10.99, something like that. But I don't know how long it'll be good. So please, discount code February, get in there, get your team paid for, and get on to the second season. All right, so we've never had to face a second season before, so a lot of us, this is new. We are not going to allow extensions this year for competitive purposes. Next year, we will allow extensions, but there are no extensions this year, so the only way you can keep a player from last year that isn't on a long-term contract from last year is to franchise tag them. Each team has the ability to franchise tag one player, but no, it will be incredibly expensive. If you franchise tag a player, you will pay the higher of either the top five positional average for the position of your player in your league that's already under contract for 2019, or 120% of their 2020 contract value, whichever is higher. So just know that you can keep someone that has a contract expiring, but they will be expensive, so you have to decide if they're worth it. You can go in and tag a player, and it'll give you a preview of how much that's going to cost you. And if you hit finalize roster, it'll make it go through, and you can't change it. Or you can cancel that if you don't want to pay that amount for that player. And then you can finalize your roster without franchising anybody. And what that'll do is it'll drop everybody off your team that doesn't have a contract going into this season, and you'll get a clear picture of what your team needs are, what your salary cap space is, so on and so forth. So please go in and finalize your team when you get a shot. If you do not make any moves, if you don't finalize your roster, if you don't franchise tag a player, you do nothing, then 3 days before the rookie auction or rookie draft, it will automatically do that for you and drop every player that's not under contract, so you won't get a franchise tag. So as of May 20th, you will no longer be able to make this decision for yourself. So you might not want to put that off. I go ahead and do the finalized roster now so that you can start trading. Because remember, you can trade for draft picks or other players or things like that. This is the time to make some moves, because remember that in this league,
there is no
off-season. Now remember, you cannot make any free agent additions until after the auction in August, but you can make trades for players and or draft picks now. So you might want to get started on getting out there to see who you need and who you want. Now, the rookie draft is 2 rounds. Remember, the order is number 1, Titanics, a.k.a. Blue. It's a long story. The 2nd pick, Jake's Snakes. The number 3 pick, Pork Chop Express. The number 4 pick, Titanics, a.k.a. Blue. It's a long story. Full Tilt Boogie will pick 5th. Number 6, The Comebacks, formerly Laces Out. They have changed their name officially to The Comebacks. The 7th pick, Red Card Guy. The 8th pick, Pork Chop Express. Wow, a lot of picks for Pork Chop Express. Number 9, Pork Chop Express. And number 10, the 2019 champions, Kamikaze Mustangs, will have the last pick of the rookie draft first round this season. Podcasts will come out monthly from here forward until the rookie draft in May. So Titanics, a.k.a. Blue, It's a long story.
You are officially on the clock.
This has been a What the Heck Did I Just Listen To production. Brought to you by the Southwest Comics Podcast Network. Remember, in this league, there is no off-season.